Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, cat enrichment, play, feeding, and bonding with your cats. We'll start with this from the Cat Tree blog, What Do Cats Like? This is a blog by Tibbles the Cat, Tibbles the Essential Guide. What do cats like? Hopefully by the end of this essential guide, you'll be much clearer on understanding what your cats really like. It may not come as a surprise, but cats are highly intelligent creatures and are very aware of the things they like and don't like. As a pet owner, most of the time you will be able to determine from your cat's body language and actions what they like most. Sleeping is normally top of the list. Most cats spend a remarkable amount of time sleeping. On average, a cat can spend up to 18 hours a day in the land of Nod. However, this may not necessarily be your feline friend's favorite activity. Just like humans, what we thought was fun yesterday, your feline friend may find extremely boring today. The following list is a great start in discovering what your cat truly loves. First is bonding with their owners. When we take a feline friend under our wing, regardless of what their age is, we become their parents. Most pet owners believe that their feline friends are an integral part of their families, and time must be set aside to bond with them just like a human child. There are many ways that you can bond with your feline friend, such as interactive playing, grooming, and, of course, petting. It's very rare for a cat not to become immediately attached, quicker than you could ever imagine. In particular, older cats often feel a bond between them and their parents immediately. I honestly couldn't tell you just how many times I have read about adoption stories that have resulted in a happy ending for both parties. It may be a cliche, but many will agree that it is love at first sight on most occasions. Bonding with your feline friend is most definitely a two-way street. In my opinion, there is nothing more relaxing in the world than feeling a warm, content, and purring kitty lying next to us. It's very little wonder that cats are used as therapy in nursing homes and hospitals. They have also been used very successfully within American prisons as well. Playing with your cat. The vast majority of cats really love interacting with their mom and dad, and playing with your feline friend is a fantastic way to help develop that unbreakable bond between you both. Playing with your feline friends from a young age is essential for their development and provides a truly pleasurable experience as part of daily domestic life. As your cat ages, it is likely that they will lose agility, but gentle playing is still highly encouraged and can be still be enjoyed by everyone. There are several games which you can play with your feline friend. A very popular, simple game is simply throwing a ball for them to chase after and tap into their natural hunting instincts. By introducing the addition of clicker rewards over a period of months, you can help train your cat as well. Cats love companionship and human attention. Not only do they like gentle strokes as they drift off into a peaceful slumber, but many cats also like to have a good scratch, especially underneath the chin. This is guaranteed to get a positive reaction from your feline friend. Belly rubs are something that you have to try out gently with your cat, as some are very protective of their bellies and may react aggressively. If your cat is fully domesticated and does not go outside, he will require additional stimulation and play. As a responsible pet owner, you must be aware of the important responsibilities that your cat's mental and physical needs require. Cats that have access to the outdoors will be able to occupy themselves as they climb trees, stalk prey, chase leaves, and even make a few friends with other local cats. The motivation of cats varies greatly, but there is no mistaking that providing opportunities for them to play will greatly benefit them in the long run. Furthermore, cats do love routine. So try and set aside a few minutes every day to bond with your feline friend with a quick game of catch the mouse. You will quickly realize when your cat is most receptive to play. Make sure you keep all of their toys in one recognizable drawer and watch their reaction when you go to open it in front of them. If they start bouncing around the room and vocalizing their pleasure, now is a good time for a good bonding session. Modern cat toys are made to appeal to all of their senses, sound, sight, sense, taste, and touch. When considering purchasing a toy for your feline friend, try and find a product that can check all of these boxes. Catnip is a great product to help encourage active play. If the toy is not already filled with catnip, then you can buy it separately and simply rub it on the toy instead. This is particularly important if your cat has poor vision or is blind. Finding the perfect cat toy is really a matter of trial and error, but most cats will be more than happy playing with a mouse on the end of a stick or a ball with a bell in the middle, would generally be able to provide enough entertainment to keep your feline friend happy and content. Cardboard boxes are also a fantastic and cheap way of bonding with your cat. Try cutting out an entry and exit hole in the cardboard box and dangle a mouse toy from the other side of the hole from where they entered and watch the reaction. If you have some cash to spare, then of course there are plenty of activity cat trees of all shapes and sizes on the Cat Tree website. Catnip. As mentioned briefly above, catnip is by far the most popular product on the market, and it's perfectly safe for your feline friend to enjoy this legal high. Many cat owners actually grow catnip themselves, but it is very easy to buy catnip already prepared. Scratching posts. A scratching post is an essential product that every cat needs. In fact, the ancestors of your cat actually lived in trees and therefore needed to climb up and down regularly. It is for this very reason that cats have very sharp claws, which give them traction when climbing vertically. Cats' claws, like human nails, grow every day. A scratching post allows them to keep their claws perfectly maintained and also allows them to stretch the muscles as well. Chewing on grass. Surprisingly, a lot of cats simply love to chew on grass. The reason behind this is still not fully understood, but many people believe that your cat is trying to ingest certain vitamins and minerals, which act as a mild irritant to their stomach and helps them to pass a hairball in the process. The true answer to this question still remains unclear. However, grazing on grass is something that comes completely naturally to your cat, not only to domesticated cats, but for wild ones as well. If your cat is an indoor cat, it is unlikely that they will have an opportunity to ingest live prey. There are plenty of indoor cat grass products available on the market that you can buy to help assist your feline friend's digestion. It's highly likely that they will really appreciate having the opportunity to nibble on a blade of grass. Make sure, of course, that the grass is free from any harmful pesticides before delivering your grass snack bar to your cat. Heights. It's a well-known fact that cats love to be up high. Some breeds enjoy this more than others, but my cats in particular are able to defy the laws of gravity and appear in the most astonishing places. If your feline friend is like mine, then an indoor cat tree is the perfect product for them to satisfy their needs without causing any damage to your precious material possessions. Cat trees come in a variety of sizes, from small, compact, scratching trees right through to floor-to-ceiling activity play centers. When cats go to high places, it gives them a much better observation point to survey their surroundings and allows them to become much more aware of the activities happening around them. In the wild, a cat would go to a high point to be concealed in order to hunt prey. Heights can also be a status symbol for your cat. The top perch in the wild is usually the warmest, so they will be quite literally the top cat. Those that control the top spot tend to be the most dominant with the group. Cats will never be happier than when they are up high, so high, in fact, that you will struggle to reach them. They simply love feeling superior. Friends, as previously mentioned, cats love to have companionship, especially if they are left alone for hours on end while you're at work. It may seem like an obvious solution, but if you have enough space and time, then why not consider getting two cats so they can keep each other company while you're away? Providing that your feline friend is introduced to other animals at a young age, then it is much more likely that they will get along just fine. Cats left alone can get just as bored as we can, so having a friend by their side to play with is guaranteed to make them happy cats. Every cat is different, and many will be more than happy, keeping them to themselves as they eagerly await your arrival back home to give them a good chin scratch. Treats. Now, this is a complete no-brainer. Cats simply love treats. However, you really must be strong and not give in to the big eyes of your feline friend, begging for a few more. Giving your cat too many treats can result in them developing fussy eating habits and getting fat. Cat food should make up 99% of their diet. Treats should only be given occasionally to reward good behavior or puzzle play or just to make them feel a bit happy. Watching the world go by. While many cats would like to be outside hunting for wildlife, many indoor cats are more than content sitting by the window and watching the birds fly around outside. There are plenty of windowsill cat platforms available on the market where your cats can snuggle up and watch the world go by. A place by the window will provide valuable visual enrichment for your cat and will be a nice relaxing break from all the playing they have done in the day prior. According to a recent survey, almost 20% of cats were reported to have spent more than 5 hours a day just looking out of the window. They wouldn't do it unless they truly liked it, that's for sure. I hope this has helped give you a few ideas as to what your cat likes. As we say, though, all cats are different, so it's important to try and understand the personality of your cat and find out what makes him tick. From Best Friends Animal Society, Cat Enrichment. Providing for your cat's mental well-being is just as important as providing for her physical well-being. All animals, including pets, have natural behaviors and needs. To be healthy and happy, they must have opportunities to express those natural behaviors in appropriate ways. So, meeting your cat's mental and emotional needs helps her to lead a fulfilling life and have fewer behavior issues, and also allows you to forge a stronger bond with her. How do you provide enrichment for your cat? There are a number of ways, such as giving her a variety of toys, providing perches, training and playing games with your cat, and much more. Self-play toys for cats. Self-play toys are those that your cat can play with on her own. Toys that encourage chasing and pouncing are typically the most enjoyable for cats. Some simple and cheap options are cardboard boxes, large paper bags with the handles removed for safety, and crumpled up pieces of paper. Other options are catnip-filled toys, springs, and wall or door-mounted toys. There are also several battery-operated toys on the market to provide your cat with plenty of entertainment when she's alone. Remember to watch her for a while after you give her a new toy to make sure she's playing safely with it. Food puzzles. Foraging toys, also called food puzzles, puzzle feeders, and treat dispensers, help satisfy a cat's natural instinct to search for food. The basic principle is that you fill up the toy with dry kibble, wet food, or treats, and the cat learns to manipulate the toy to release the food. Some toys are stationary, such as interactive puzzle feeders, like the Trixie 5-in-1 Activity Center. And some are designed to move around, like the Kitty Kong. Other examples of purchased toys are Trixie Mad Scientist for Cats and Nina Odison Cat Puzzle Toys. Another type of food dispensing toy is Pavlov's Cat, which releases dry food when a cat scratches the toy. You can also make your own food puzzles. There are numerous videos and articles on the internet showing how to make DIY cat toys or puzzle toys. One of the easiest DIY options is to scatter feed. Simply toss your cat's kibble on the floor and let her eat up all the pieces. To provide more of a challenge, hide small piles of her kibble around the house and let her search for her meal. Interactive toys. Interactive toys help strengthen the bond between you and your cat by letting you share fun and positive experiences. Both you and your cat can have a great time playing with wand-type toys with strings, feathers, and fabric strips attached. One popular product is the Cat Dancer, which can function as either a self-play or an interactive toy. Some cats enjoy playing with laser pointers, chasing the point of light around the house. Make sure that your cat is eventually able to catch something while playing with the laser pointer. Point it at a toy that your cat can play with so she doesn't get too frustrated, as cats often will. Low-cost or no-cost items are often a cat's preferred toys. Some suggestions are wadded-up paper, foil balls, string, and plastic rings from milk jugs. Throw a variety of objects for your cat to see which one she's most interested in chasing. Using vertical space for cat enrichment. Upright structures and elevated perches will serve your cat's climbing and clawing needs. To let your cat experience a bit of the outdoors while indoors, place perches, cat furniture such as cat trees, or resting areas by the windows in your home. Cat furniture can be quite expensive to purchase, so you might want to try the DIY approach. For more information, search online for DIY cat furniture ideas. Something as easy as clearing off the back of a couch that's near a window can expand your cat's horizons. A bird bath or bird feeder placed within sight of the window can increase her enjoyment. Don't worry about the birds. They easily become habituated to their admirers. One note of caution. Watch out for roaming cats in your yard, since the sight of those other cats can trigger stress and possibly urine marking in an indoor cat. Catteries and catios. You can give your cat some safe time outdoors by building an outdoor enclosure, often called a cattery or catio, for your cat. Once your cattery is built, you can incorporate other sources of enrichment, such as toys and cat trees, into it. And don't forget to routinely check the structure for stability and safety. To find out what types of structures other people have created, search the internet for cat enclosures or catios. Video and audio products. Videos specifically designed to interest cats have recently been developed, and some cats do enjoy them. Some CDs, such as Through a Cat's Ear, have also been designed specifically for cat enrichment. Little research exists regarding the effect of music on cats, but anecdotally, many cats seem to respond favorably. Aromatherapy for cats. Cats can benefit from aromatherapy just like humans, so using scent is another way to provide enrichment. Catnip, of course, is the most common type of scent enrichment for felines. Other options include getting used food packaging boxes, like the boxes that fruit and vegetables come in, from your local grocery store, bringing in items from outside like sticks or leaves, and spritzing diluted essential oils onto blankets. Cats get used to smells quickly, so make sure you rotate the scents often and replace items frequently. Also, keep in mind that certain smells can be unpleasant or even harmful to your cat, so research may be required if you're using essential oils or man-made scents. Teaching your cat tricks. Training, including teaching tricks, provides a great mental stimulation for pets. Cats can be taught to respond to any number of cues, from sit to down to wave. Using positive reinforcement is a great way to be successful with training your cat. Not only will it be more fun for both of you, it will also be more effective and efficient. One of the best methods using positive reinforcement is clicker training. It's also a fantastic method for trick training because it allows you to teach complicated tricks such as piano playing. Cat comfort zones. Calming activities are just as much a part of enrichment as stimulating activities. In addition, every animal needs a comfort zone where he or she can go to feel safe and relax. closets, open crates, high shelves, cat trees. The space under beds and rooms sectioned off with baby gates are great places to put a comfy cat bed or blanket to create a safe place. If your cat is resting in her safe place, make sure you leave her alone. This is her way, her quiet time away from everyone. To enhance your cat's comfort zone, you may want to add calming products. Some examples are Feel Away Spray and Diffuser, and Nurture Calm Collar and the scent of lavender. Playing it safe. Whatever types of enrichment you choose for your cat, make sure you play safe. Cats are capable of eating almost any object, and many objects can cause serious problems if they are ingested. For example, string toys should be used only with supervision. Remember to supervise your cat with any new toy to make sure it's safe. Caution must also be used when playing with a laser pointer. The laser can damage your cat's vision, and some cats may begin to focus too much on the moving light. Also, keep in mind that any other pets or children in your house can potentially choke on smaller toys or pieces of toys. Consult with your veterinarian if you have any questions. And you can get more detailed information on this, on these suggestions and techniques mentioned by visiting bestfriends.org. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. This time, though, do eat that. Feed your cat 5 times a day to keep it healthy. That's what scientists recommend. Mimicking the way cats eat in the wild could make them happier and healthier. This is written by Catherine Wiley, and it appeared on The Independent Online in the UK. She writes, "It may not be best practice to give cats 2 large meals a day, experts say. Cats would have healthier lifestyles if they were fed 5 or more small portions of food a day instead of less frequent, bigger portions, according to a diet plan created by scientists. The program suggests that mimicking the way cats eat in the wild could change their behavior and make them happier and healthier. It encourages cats to climb, hunt, explore, and play in the safety of their own home, activities which the experts say boost cats' positive behavior and well-being. Scientists working with the Big Bang Fair 2017, a science and engineering fair for young people in Birmingham in the UK, claim cats' modern lifestyles could lead to pets not being mentally stimulated and eating too much food. The change in diet could help address problems that owners may see in cats caused by feeding straight from packet to bowl, coupled with a lack of opportunity to interact with their environment. The idea, dubbed the 5-a-day Felix Plan and created by Dr. Sarah Ellis and Dr. Lizzie Rowe, recommends giving cats 5 or more small portions of food a day rather than feeding them fewer, bigger portions. It also suggests using homemade puzzle feeders, changing food location regularly, monitoring behavior and weight, and making sure they have plenty of water. Dr. Ellis, a feline behavior specialist, said, "The way we feed our cats generally does not match the lifestyle they were designed for. Cats have undergone little in the way of selective breeding during the domestication process and therefore have an instinctive need to hunt. This modern lifestyle could be dangerous to pets, but by making a few simple changes to the way we feed them, we can help our cats to live longer, healthier, and happier lives. The plan, based on scientific evidence, helps every cat owner mimic the condition cats would usually contend with to get their food." And here are the instructions of the 5-a-day Felix plan posted on the fair's website at the bigbangfair.co.uk. The 5-a-day Felix plan, 5 stages to keeping your cat healthy. 1. 5 portions a day. In order to mimic the cat's natural feeding habit of eating little, and often owners should divide the cat's daily food ration into a minimum of 5 portions, which should be fed throughout the 24-hour period. 2, change the location of the food. Placing a portion of food in a different location to the last will enable cats to engage their senses in searching for food. 3, nighttime feeding. A great thing about puzzle feeders is that they can be filled with food ready to be left for a cat during the night or when you're out of the house. 4, water. It's important to provide cats with fresh water every day, especially if you choose to feed only dry food. Cats also prefer to drink away from their food. And 5, puzzle feeders. And here are some examples. The toilet roll pyramid to be used with dry food. This puzzle feeder requires around 10 rolls of toilet roll stuck into a pyramid shape using tape. It allows your cat to use its paws to fish out the food from inside the feeder. The bottle puzzle feeder for dry food. This simple puzzle feeder just requires holes being made into the plastic bottle for your cat's food to come out as it is rolled around. And the multifaceted puzzle feeder for wet or dry food. This requires a shoebox and yogurt pots or containers. Cut holes in the top of the box, drop the containers down into the holes, and place a little food inside the containers. This gives your cat the chance to fish out its food using its mouth, tongue, and paws. Wondering how to make other homemade food puzzles for your cats? One of the resources I found online at foodpuzzlesforcats.com that features a variety of puzzles you can make out of household items. Also, Ingrid Johnson, a cat behaviorist, created a video to explain why and how you should use food puzzles with your cats. And you can find that at fundamentallyfeline.com. And that'll be it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.